Hey, let's talk Gillette. Stars have, for as long as people have had places to go and needed to know how to get there, been used for navigation. Polaris, the North Star, famously points north, or very nearly north. It's off by a little over 1 degree. Residents of the city of Gillette have also had a different sort of guiding star since the early 90s, one that lets them know when they're close to home. But unlike the North Star, this one has been moved several times. I mean the City of Gillette Christmas Star, the one on the hill near the hospital and the Burma Overpass. It has, off and on, been a fixture of Gillette's night sky since it was installed. The puns in that last sentence were unintentional, but I sort of wish I had intended them. If you didn't catch them, it was off and on, like a light, because it's a light, and fixture, like light fixture, because it's a light. The light was originally supposed to be the start of the Festival of Lights. A member of the Chamber of Commerce had seen a place out in Virginia that put up 3 or 4 huge Christmas light displays every year, and wanted to do something like that to bring visitors to Gillette. And apparently a lot of people liked the idea of that, and that included Blaine Wilson of Wilson Welding, who put together the Christmas Star to be the first entry for the Festival of Lights. The star is made of metal, weighs a literal ton, and was originally lit with 300 white incandescent bulbs. Of course, that was 1991, and the Festival of Lights as we know it today, the big lighting display in Camplex Park, wouldn't start until 2006. The star stayed up on Burma Hill where they originally put it until 2009. In 2009, Burma Hill was a bit demolished. The Burma Overpass was constructed to link Burma, and thus the hospital and 2nd Street in that side of town, with Westover County Road, which is the official name I had to look up for the road I always thought of as Dump Road. And then the Burma Overpass project connected both of those to Lakeway and Box Elder. As part of the project, they needed the hill where the star was to not be there anymore, so the star was moved. This provoked some strong reactions from the public, like the content of this letter to the editor printed in the Gillette News Record on January 16th, 2009.
My name is Paige. I'm 3 years old. I want to write this letter to tell you how much I love the Christmas Twinkle Star on the hill. It makes me very sad when you turn it off. My brother, he is one, and I sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star every day when we drive by it. I am very sad they are moving it. But I would like to know where they are moving it to and when they will be moving it. My mom read me the paper, and I know that you have to move it, but I ask my mom every day when and where they are moving it to.
Which is excellent spelling and grammar from a 3-year-old. Also, apparently, she could drive, because little Paige only mentioned herself and her brother driving past the star, but not her mom. I've got a couple of nephews who are about 3, and none of them are quite so articulate. Since the star had to be moved to make way for the overpass, they had to move it to somewhere. In June of 2009, it was finally announced where it was being moved to, in the form of a response letter to the editor in the News Record, from the city administrator at the time.
Dear Paige, last winter you requested the Christmas Twinkle Star be moved to a location where you and your brother can see it and sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star as you drive by. I made a promise to you that I would let you know where the star would be, and I would like you to know that the city of Gillette, after careful consideration, has moved the star to the south end of town, right beside the city's water tank on Southern Drive. I encourage you and your brother to request your parents drive you past the Christmas Twinkle Star and check out some of its new colors and features. And even though it's June, I encourage you to sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star when you see the star at its new location.
There was another change to go along with the new location. When they moved the star, they also upgraded the lights, away from incandescent bulbs, to red and blue LEDs. But the new light scheme wasn't seen by that many people. And by the water tank on Southern Drive does not seem to have been a popular decision as a place for the star. Before, lots of people would have seen it. Driving down the interstate, going to the hospital, whatever else, there were more reasons to be in the area. The water tank on Southern Drive is right on the edge of town, and there's not nearly as much over there, which is probably why it only stayed there for about 5 years. In January of 2014, Norm Curtis, then chairman of the City Parks and Beautification Board, went in front of the Campbell County Memorial Hospital Board of Trustees to ask for permission to put the star back near where it used to be, on hospital land. The hospital board was careful to specify that while they had no plans to build anything on that plot of land, which was an oddly shaped quarter acre with nothing on it, surrounded by properties owned by other people that were also empty, they could choose to build something there and the star would have to be moved again. Norm also said that the parks board wanted the star to go back to white lights only. He got half his wish. Later that year, much later, it was December of 2014, the star moved back to the hill, where it would be visible to people traveling on the interstate, or to the hospital. Or, as I realized the other day, from the whole area between 4J Road and the hospital. But there was also another change. Instead of keeping the red and blue lights, or switching back to plain white bulbs, the lighting system in the star got a complete overhaul. It went from 340 bulbs to 948 LED bulbs, which could display a dazzling array of colors and present them in pre-prepared patterns. And what's more, from then on, the star was lit every night, all year round. Today, the star stands on the hill as a symbol of the city of Gillette. Being lit year-round, the star can make use of its array of colors to represent any holiday, not just Christmas. For Halloween, it can become a pumpkin, or there's a neat fireworks effect it can do for the 4th of July. The City of Gillette Christmas Star is always there, rain or shine. Not shine, it's only on during the night. To remind us, maybe, that there's a little bit of Christmas year-round in the City of Gillette. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.